is 1:15, let's call the meeting to order.
I want to have a point of dinner, custom dinner, 26, that's my one.
Todd, you can lead us to the place.
I would like to introduce the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, my nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could you lead us some prayer, please?
That would be pleased. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the sunshine and for just blessing us as a county so that we can get together and do the people's work. Lord, I pray that during this time with this cold weather and the ice and snow, that you'll protect all of our workers out on the road. And I pray, Lord, that you put a hedge and just over the, our community and over all of the people of Rutgers County so that each one of them can be safe. Lord, I pray for all of our first responders that they would continue to be safe and that you would put that protection around them. Please be with us as we do the duties that we are called to do, that we would all receive them with the heart, with your heart and mind to serve the people of this county. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Thank you.
Next, we have just for minutes from January 20, 2026 regular meeting.
Motion approved. I will second that.
Delozer.
Aye.
Hendricks.
Aye.
Slow.
Aye.
Motion carried to approve the minutes on the January 20 regular meeting.
Okay, announcement. The weather and the risk closure on Monday, January 30, that's the meeting.
I just wanted to let you guys know that the filing packets are now available online, and we do have some printed off for any of those positions that are up for election coming up. And filing is the first week in April.
April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We just saw several filings still open in the county clerk's office until Friday.
Okay. Friday?
Friday, yes. I've not heard of any changes or conditions there, so okay. All right, next we have.
Can you put some weather again updates before we move on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Scott, any updates on the weather? How we fared?
I think we fared pretty well as far as what I was seeing out there from other places, especially where they got a lot of ice. I mean, haven't had many. Usually I get a lot of calls, people think that, we are under control. What your road crews do sometimes, try to explain to them that, that's not the case, but we haven't gotten that many calls as far as roads and haven't gotten any, people concerned. Couple were paid, elderly couple lives at the end, so you have a doctor's appointment. I just pass them on to your folks at your offices, and they seem to take care of them pretty quick, get those folks taken care of. So I really haven't heard very much negative come out of it all. So I'm thinking we fared.
Not bad for change.
No.
We fared better than some other parts of the country have.
Yes,
absolutely. We had right at 9.5 to 10 inches up in our area. And that was in 2 storms, so we got a chance the first one before the second one hit. But,
District 2 had 8 vehicles out. And the start of the storm, we had the two grind trucks, 2 rail graders, 4 large dump trucks with plows and shredders, and 2 one-tons with plows and shredders. We laid down about 5,000 gallons of brine and 100, so far about 100 tons of sand and salt. And as of this morning, District 2 had 925 man hours invested in this weather event.
I'm sure the other two districts are pretty close to the same.
We're not quite done.
We're still in this work. Going back and cleaning up.
We're getting all the work done. Quite a bit.
Anyway, I think the pre-treating was a key to a lot of that, because I even noticed while we've been out running the roads, we've seen where, you know, as soon as it, you know, when they got that tree pushed off and the pre-treating, you know, those roads start clearing up a little quicker. So, even with the temperature the way they are, they're still clearing up, but sun hitting them.
It's important. The brine may actually help more on the back end of this storm than it did at the beginning of this storm.
Well, I took pictures of a, when we had 8 degrees, which they claim brine doesn't work less than 15, and I was seeing melting, flushing, starting out, no sun. So it's a true benefit. It prevents the bottom. So plows are able to get really down close to the pavement, and sun obviously accelerates that. But yeah, it's a good tool to have.
And that is a concern that I've answered a few times to some people, that we're not sending bulldozers out and move all the snow off the road. These blades float on top of the, you know, and they flex and stuff, that way they don't tear the roads up. And
not all the time, but yeah.
The blades kind of flex if they need to, if they hit a curve or something like that, where they don't tear everything up. And just explaining that to people, that these blades float, they don't literally scrape the pavement, they're moving the majority off, and then let Mother Nature do the rest, in the brine, of course. So
that's good. We're, as a county as a whole, we have the tools and the equipment, the steel. I mean, the guys from all three districts. I mean, just everywhere you went, you see just good work.
Yeah. And they did an excellent job.
Okay. Thank you. All right, thanks. Huh? Okay, new business.
You told me for me.
Okay, next is utility permits. Number one is in District 2. Light source communications to parallel County Highway or local road, Old Highway 20, approximately 0.04 miles east of State Highway 20, further described as 825 feet east of the northwest corner of Section 14, Township 21 North, Range 15 East, Lodge 10, U26-4. Good morning.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
DeLozier?
Aye.
Holder?
Aye.
Third?
Aye.
Let's take the utility permit file number one.
Number two is in District 2. OMG to Cross County Highway or local road at 20784 Valley West Drive in Claremore, approximately 2.58 miles west and 1.5 miles north of Junction State Highway 20 and State Highway 66, and further described as 1,214 feet north of the southwest corner of Section 11, Township 21 North, Range 15 East, Rogers County, U26-8.
Motion to
order. Motion to approve.
Second.
DeLozier.
Aye.
Hendricks.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approve the public comment on number two.
Number three is in District 1. Cox communication to Cross County Highway or local road east, 445 road, approximately 0.14 miles northeast of Old Highway 80, and further described as 2,584 feet north of the southeast corner of Section 24, Township 22 North, Range 15 East, Rogers County, U26-9.
Mrs.
Meyer? Motion to
approve. All good.
DeLozier?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approved. Utility permit item number three.
Number four is in District 1. Cox Communication to Cox County Highway or local road, South 4130 Road, approximately 0.48 miles northeast of Old Highway 88, and further described as 656 feet south of the northwest corner of Section 19, Township 22 North, Range 16 East, Rogers County, U26-10.
Mrs.
Meyer? Motion to approve.
Number five is in District 2. OMG to Cross County Highway or local road at 13664 North 155th East Avenue, Collinsville, approximately 1.11 miles east and 209 miles north of Junction US 169 State Highway 20, and further described as 1,966 feet west of the southeast corner of Section 27, Township 22 North, Range 14 East, Rush 10, U26-12.
Mrs. Meyer?
2.09.
2.09. That was a lot. Okay. Motion to approve.
Second.
All right. Number 6 in District 3, OMG to Cross County Highway 11 Road, 88 02 East, Highway 20 and Highway 88, purchase track at 1169 feet west of the northeast corner of Section 14, Township 21 North, Range 15 East. Rogers County, U26-13.
Motion to approve. Second. Stelzer. Aye. Hendricks. Aye. Flores. Aye. Motion carries 3-0 on item number 6. All right, this is the bid review and let number 1 is 2026-34, request for proposals for third-party industrial inspection services.
Hi. After lengthy discussions, we decided to go ahead and just strike this from the agenda for right now and possibly be able to come back at a later time.
Very good.
Make motion to strike.
All second.
Delosier.
Aye.
Hendricks.
Aye.
Flores.
Aye.
Motion carries to strike item from the agenda.
All right. Next, open an award, number 1, 2026-32, graphics for emergency management vehicles.
Well, we sent out 12 invitations to bid. We received 3 back. First bid is Marshall Fine.
Marshall Fine, there was a big package A and a big package B. Big package A is $780. Big package B is $1,765.96 for your warranty. So that's the price of package A and package B. If anybody wants to see these for detail, they will be available in the town clerk's office.
Next level graphics.
Next level graphics. Big package A, $150. Big package B, $600.
And International Main Plate.
Okay, International Nameplate US, big package A, $500, big package B, $2,700. Okay, what I do is like you just take a deeper dive into these things.
So we can do that, or I don't know if I have time, I could take them back and look at them.
Not today, you know, we'll just put it on for Monday.
Oh, okay.
I make a motion to table for 1 week and get us a spreadsheet on.
Okay. There's
quite a few things on there.
Wasn't sure how much detail that they got on.
Yeah, there's more in there than just the prices. They'll give you a better explanation of that.
You all need to review those and make sure those are apples to apples.
Yeah,
compared to
quite
a discrepancy in the
high. One of it did say on one of them that the total cost of so-and-so, and it took 5 to 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's not the right thing to put there. Yeah. I don't want to look at them.
All right. We got a motion.
Got a second. Okay. Hello. Hi. Hi.
Next, transfer of funds. Number 1, from general fund insurance benefits health insurance into general fund longevity in the amount of $171.52 for longevity payout for employees leaving the employment of Rogers County.
This happened when we kind of learned that when we spent next year for the budget, we didn't allow for employees to actually get that final check.
Motion to approve. I'll second.
Number two, from visual inspection salaries and visual inspection rental leases in the amount of $1,980 for the inspection by Daily Oasis LLC to visually impact 66 commercial parcels located outside the 2026 visual inspection area. There she is. All right. All right.
It was just a shortfall. When they came up with the visual inspection area, they forgot that we also have commercial parcels outside the four-year visual inspection, so we needed to get those picked up.
Very good.
Motion to approve.
Second.
The motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries to approve transfer funds item number two.
Texas claims number one salary, January payroll.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that.
The motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries to approve January payroll.
Budget purchase orders, number one materials, supplies, parts, groceries, and prescriptions.
57 budget purchase orders were submitted for a total of $163,618.
Motion to approve.
Second.
The motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries to approve budget purchase orders of 52.
Brings us to agenda items. Number one, discussion possible action regarding the appointment of two directors as representatives to the Grand Canyon Board of Directors.
I'll make a motion that we keep those directors exactly the same as last year.
Just be the last year you'll be able to do that. Motion to approve.
I'll second.
And that would be Commissioner Gloucester and
Gloucester.
Yeah.
Gloucester.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye. Motion carries to reappoint the Commissioner Burrows and Gloucester to the Grand Gateway Board of Directors.
And Commissioner, thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. Number two is discussion possible action regarding amendment certification of a contract with J.D. Oasis Visual Inspection. Scott, you two are on the go.
Well, when the original agreement was put out, like I said, they forgot about all the commercial properties outside the visual inspection area. Well, that can be a lot of money, a lot of revenue. So we wanted to make sure that we got those picked up. So we were asking for an amendment to that. And then next year, when we do the budget again and do the contract, we'll be sure to add that in.
Again,
and maybe, yeah, any, but we'll, you know, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Do you have the document?
Oh, I will.
I make a motion to approve it.
Then I will say.
The largest?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries to approve.
Number three is discussion possible action regarding cooperative agreement with Ed Sanders to enter private property to remove brush and take pictures for water drainage pursuant to Oklahoma Statute Title 69643.1.
This is our ongoing, excuse me, I don't have much in voice. This is our ongoing thing that we do to clear right of way. We take the trees out and we're able to fix the drainage. Motion to approve.
Number four is discussion possible action regarding cooperative agreement with Motor Pacer to enter private property to remove brush and take pictures for water drainage pursuant to Oklahoma Statute Title 69643.1.
This is the same as the last one. Motion to approve. Not the same property, but the same reason.
The motion.
Aye.
Number five is discussion possible action to approve resolution number 2026-129 regarding vacating a 10-foot drainage easement which abut each other on lot 26 and 27 of block 1 in a block set stone canyon. Mr. Hendricks.
Gentlemen, this particular request comes to us from time to time. It has in the past a number of times in the stone canyon. Each of these subdivisions are designed and engineered with drainage easements between each lot, whether they are needed or not, they are there. And from time to time in the Stone Canyon area, they have trouble positioning a house on one single lot. They will buy two lots to accommodate the size of the house. My only requirement that I have asked the Planning Commission and the to get a letter from the engineer who designed the addition to say that there will be no adverse effects to these lots or any other lots. We have that, to my knowledge, from the engineer. And so I have no problem. We've actually accommodated them in the past with this. So, any questions? So, if you would make these lots bigger, then motion to approve.
Second.
Aye.
Hendricks? Aye. Burrows? Aye. Okay. Case approved resolution 2026-129. All right. Number 6, acknowledged letter of retirement from Scott Marsh, etc. So Scott has entered a letter to the Rogers County Board of Commissioners due to retirement from Rogers County Assessor's Office via the Oklahoma Public Employees Retirement System. My last day in office as Rogers County Assessor will be January 31st, 2026. It has been an honor and a pleasure to serve Rogers County in the past 29 plus years. Sincerely, Scott Marsh, Rogers County Assessor.
Just acknowledge the acknowledgement. Okay.
All right. 29. He's paid his pension. That's
a lot of time.
Yeah, it is. All right. So, do you see him? Congratulations. Number 7, discussion possible action regarding service agreement with Emergency Power Systems, Inc. for Rogers County Detention Center for both the IDFA, the new unit, and the Magnum Towable Generator.
This is a service agreement that we have with Emergency Power. It's just pay as they go, whatever service they. It's not like we pay a certain amount for them to do this. It's only just kind of an agreement between the two of us saying, yes, we'll use you for all of our service. So, what they do is in August they'll do an inspection on the unit, and then every year in January they do that oil change and that complete service, fill filters, all the fun stuff, and then they'll also, with it being a diesel now, they'll test the fuel and all that in January every year.
Okay. So the agreement is, how do you look?
I'm not in this one, no, not yet.
Okay. So pending approval.
Will it last the whole day?
Yeah. So this new one actually runs the complete jail, runs everything, every outlet, every light, every switch, everything. Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you. James, for the nasty rumor, tomorrow's your last day.
Yeah, tomorrow's my last day at the jail. I'll be moving to Idaho Public Schools as a school resource deputy.
Wow, okay. Thank you for your time and effort there to do all
I call it service.
Yeah, that's not an easy facility.
No, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun 4.5 years, so it's
going to be different going to school.
It is. It's going to be something completely different. Yeah. So
instead of the golf squad in the drain, you'll have
it'll be fun though.
Appreciate your work for the county.
Thank you all for helping us out every time you guys do that. We appreciate the help over there and we appreciate the support.
Right. Don't change your phone number.
Yeah. I won't.
We'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Yeah, motion.
And I'm second.
Delosier?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Motion carries this through to agreement with Emergency Power Systems.
Alright. Number 8, discussion possible action regarding approval of the interlocal agreement between Rogers County and Town of Verdigre for a road rehabilitation project on South 4120 Road. So, based on the thought anyone aware of the size of the project, so the scope of the project to identify each project individually that would not normally be covered by a blanketed interlocal. So that's what we've done here. The town of Verdigre has approved to split the cost of this, or vice versa. I've agreed to split the cost with the town of Verdigre to help, you know, a project this size would be a pretty good financial obligation for them right now. I mean, they're growing, they're getting some additional retail. I don't know if you guys noticed, they got the new O'Reilly's art store, so they're growing, they're fast-paced. What I would asked the board here, would you allow CDRI to be used and then pay that back, which would take some of the pressure off their half. I'm going to be able to pay that. Total price is $617,000, so $308,000 each. And then, of course, we'll reach out to Sheriff Hoops to see if Joe Deere would also be able to participate, and that would also pay that CDRI. But with Sheriff Hoops, you know, the project has to be completed before before what they've agreed to do, they'll pay after the project's completed. But it's a good project. The concern is particular road, when they start replacing the bridges, the old 18-foot wide bridges that go over the turnpike, this road will be a detour, so we want to definitely get out ahead of that and get that road improved. It's going to be able to handle significantly more traffic than what's currently on it today.
And I have it checked in a while. CDRI currently has a million and a half or
About 3 million. Yeah. And I, sorry, I meant to ask you earlier, but yeah, Commissioner, I think there's 3 million in there.
Well, you can make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve using CDRI. And I'd like to add to that, 24 months. To pay that back, that should be ample amount of time. It should easily be paid back, but this would again allow the town not to have to be too concerned about their half being paid back.
I'll second.
Thank you, gentlemen. Next, we have payment of purchase orders from our Department Resolution 2026-130.
Motion to approve.
Second. Delosier. Aye. Hendricks.
Aye.
Motion to return the first quarter
as presented. Entertain a
motion to reset
Urger. Motion to
adjourn. I'll second that. Delosier.
Aye.
Hendricks.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn at 1:42 p.m.